When a woman wants to get rid of you, she becomes the biggest in the history of the world. That's the oldest trick in the book. If any of you guys have a girlfriend right now and she's just being an intolerable, the reason why she's doing that is she wants you to break up with her.
Well, how do we know the difference, Mr. Alpha Male? Because from my experience, women are always intolerable witches. So I don't know what's what. I'm starting to think that's just who they are. So it's going to be hard to differentiate whether she want me gone or if she just being herself.
I need you to prioritize yourself so hard, so much, to a point where a text back is not even something that is on the forefront of your mind. Because to be totally frank with you guys, if you are worried about how long it has been since your crush has texted you back or a dude has texted you back, you're not busy enough.
First and foremost, we know what type of guys don't text attractive women back, right? Okay, we'll just leave that there. Second, trying to be super busy and act like you're unbothered isn't a good approach when it comes to locking down Chad or locking down a seven. I mean, you're never going to lock down Chad. Just let that go. They'll sit up and come up with all the different strategies to try to get Chad to finally commit. He's not going to do it. Let it go or just be single. And when it comes to locking down a seven, this is also bad advice. You need to be acting like you're really into this guy and he'll really appreciate it. Unlike the douchebags you're chasing.
And that's not to like glorify hustle culture or anything like that. Like I'm all about taking the path of least resistance. But you're bored.
And he's ghosting me.
We get to live in the best video game of all time. I don't know, like, utilize this experience.
Whatever happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman.
I got into an entanglement.
Y'all some unstable creatures. See, I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm gonna say unstable creatures. It's my new word for y'all.
As far as love, romance, sex, excitement goes, that will all be a byproduct of you living your best life on your own.
You are so dumb.
Please.
You are really dumb. For real.
I would think all men would think when you're cuddling, it is foreplay, but there's a guy named Graham who I'll cuddle. I'll be cuddling and I'm like so ready and I'm so excited. And he's like, bed? And I'm like, we're cuddling.
Wait, I'm with Graham on this. What?
No, what?
Do you think foreplay is cuddling? You think cuddling's foreplay?
Yes.
How are you cuddling? Is his finger up your butt? What?
No, we're just cuddling. Like when we're cuddling in bed, I get so excited because I'm like, yeah.
Are you facing him or your ass is to him?
Either way.
Are you shaking your booty?
I've been like, I'll be laying on top of him. And he'll be like, are you tired? And I'm like, no.
He's tired of boinking you. He's just tired of it. Or maybe he's just sleepy. You know, I have a theory that when a woman is actually attracted to her boyfriend or husband, like genuinely not acting attracted so she can get provision and protection, she actually wants to do bedroom fun more than a guy do. I mean, this isn't the case if you're one of the majority of guys who just got a woman to settle for you.
So today was my last Sunday at work. And like, it was just like average, normal Sunday, whatever. But towards like the end of my shift, like the last hour or whatever, I had a party of like maybe eight or not. I think it was seven. And they like were super casual, literally just got waters and like food. They were super chill, like literally the most low maintenance table ever. Like they were crazy chill. Anyway, so I was like taking care of them and they had a tab of like 1:30 and like our restaurant at parties of six or more you can grat. So I was just like,
man, what the hell is she talking about? Why did I download this one to go over? I'm questioning that now. Women just never get to the point. Can you just get to it? What is this story about? I should have some idea at this point. Just bear with me. Let's just stick in there. See if we can figure it out.
Like I don't really care to grat, so I didn't grat them. And this man tipped me $50, right? So he tipped me $50 on 1:30. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I was like, oh my God, you're $50 tip? Like 40%. 50%, but whatever. Anyways, so I was like, oh my God, like, thank you so much. And then I was like up there talking to the host, just kind of like looking at my review for like my shift or whatever. And this guy was like, thank you so much. Like, you were great. Hands me cash in my hand. And I turn over and I see it's a $100 bill. And I was like, my jaw literally just dropped. I was like.
So he was basically trying to buy the broad. Is that the vibe y'all getting? Y'all giving this chick all this money for what? I'll tell you why. It might not even be that you wanted to buy her, but her looks compelled you to cough up your pockets. And that's pathetic. Hey, I like looking at a pretty face too, but it's not going to compel me to give you all this money for doing your job. Please don't ever do this, fellas. She's not going to like you more because you tricked on her. She's just going to see you as a trick. And in her mind, she's like, well, if he gave me basically $150 for nothing, what will he give me if I give him a couple phone calls and, you know, hang out with him a couple times and smile at him and treat him halfway nice? I could probably get my rent paid. Can I get a car bought? A new iPhone? She's going to keep pushing the limits. Don't ever leave with your money, fellas. Terrible idea. Think about how much more money she makes probably than dudes who actually work hard, come home aching every day, working at some construction site, digging up concrete, making $10 an hour. And this is what she do to make that $350. All she had to do was be pretty to make $350. A dude got to damn near break his bones and have a heart attack to make $350.